the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Thursday morning. We are so glad that you are joining us and tuning your heart to the truth. I'm Gabby Smith along with Damian Clotto and David Dawson. Hey guys, good morning.
Hey, Gabby. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Happy Thursday, everyone. And on this Thursday, it happens to be the feast day of St. Titus.
Titus Thursday.
Yeah, so we will go ahead and offer up a prayer in his honor and in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord, when looking up at thee, I see thy loving eyes on me. Love overflows my humble heart, knowing what a faithful friend you are. A cup of sorrow I foresee, which I accept for the love of thee. Thy painful way I wish to go, the only way to God I know. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Is that from Titus?
It was.
He wrote it.
He's a poet and didn't know it.
It is.
I love the rhymes, poetry, though.
Yeah. No, that is good.
No, it is.
That is great.
I thought it would be a nice prayer to offer up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah. St. Titus, pray for us.
Pray for us. Yes.
Yes, and we will learn more about our saint later on in today's show, but we're starting off with some events in our listening area. We will give you details about that is coming up in 9 minutes, and you can find all of these events at our website at ccmedia.live. In 18 minutes, Sister Tracy Dugott joins us. She's a daughter of St. Paul, and we love Sister Tracy on Wake Up. Well, today we are talking about the upcoming Media Apostolate Retreat happening. So looking forward to speaking to Sister Tracy. In 35 minutes, David Dawson Jr. joins us. He is director of the Office of Parish Support for the Diocese of Houma-Thibodaux, and we're talking about patron saints of the family and marriage. And in 48 minutes, Katie Zulanis joins us. She is the executive director of the Couple to Couple League, and this week is NFP Awareness Week. So we'll be talking a little bit more about natural family planning and how we can learn a little bit more. And the Couple to Couple League, you guys, if you've ever gone on their website, they have tons of resources, especially for this week. So Katie will touch on that as well. So looking forward to today's show with some wonderful guests. And Damian, looking forward to the weather, I guess, because there is no rain coming.
I'm not really looking forward to
the weather. And it is so hot.
Yeah. But, Gabby must be a glutton for punishment, because I tell you what, another hot, sunny day, if that's what you're looking forward to, just what we've been having for a number of days now, with a high near 100 degrees, no rain expected, as Dave just mentioned, winds out of the east at 5 to 10. If you're lucky to catch that breeze.
I did humidity yesterday, by the way.
You did?
There was a little tiny shower, and it was enough to cool off my patio normal temperature.
You sure the neighbor didn't just throw the sprinkler system over on your house?
Whatever happened, it was wonderful. Well, we could actually hear thunder, and that was it.
Wow.
But it was perfect. So that was quite the little blessing there.
Well, good. It will cool things down.
It could happen.
And it will cool things down. I agree with you. Tomorrow and for the weekend, pretty much the same conditions in our area. We will continue to have heat. In fact, Sunday it's expected to be 102.
Oh.
The high Monday, 103. So we may be looking at all-time record highs for our area.
So these aren't heat indexes.
These are the actual temperatures. That's right. So we got a heat dome over us.
Indeed.
Coming our way. Isn't that nice? Temperatures in and around the area right now in Covington and Mandeville, as well as Houma-Thibodaux, it's 76. 79 in Gulfport, 77 in Baton Rouge. And in New Orleans, already a balmy 84 degrees. It's 5 after the hour. We have events and your gospel coming your way next on Wake Up.
A good Thursday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's Gospel. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it.'" We've heard the gospel, and now we reflect.
Parables are stories, or examples that illustrate by analogy a deep spiritual point or a divine mystery by using everyday symbols and familiar things from everyday life. Jesus used parables to reveal truths to us that are sublime, divine, eternal, and profound. Parables, then, give us a wonderful way of seeing God and discovering His heart. However, there are conditions we must meet to look beyond the surface and discover the rich meanings therein. During the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said that the pure of heart shall see God. The knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, which is promised to the disciples in today's gospel, is identical to the things Jesus says the Father reveals to the little ones. The vital conditions, then, are purity of heart and spiritual littleness. Notice, however, that these conditions have nothing to do with intellectual understanding, training, education, or high IQ. Parables not only bring the sublime close to us clothed in our ordinary experiences, paradoxically, they reveal by concealing, so that they test our willingness to ponder the Word of God more deeply, as well as our attitude, either open or closed, to the Word's deepest meanings. Here the principle, like calls into like, applies. Only when our hearts are God-like can we begin to understand God's thoughts. At the core of our being, we are made God-like, but because of the deplorable state of our woundedness and our half-alive spirituality, we desperately need Jesus to go about recreating us in the image of God. The needed cure is not intellectually, but the transformation of our entire being. As God's image in us comes back to health, we are surprised with wonderful aha experiences into God's way of seeing things. Jesus uses the parables to train our ears, eyes, and heart so that we can penetrate the deepest divine mysteries. Well, that's all very lofty. But are we willing to submit to His guidance? Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sagers.
Thank you, Jimmy, and that's a great question for us to ponder for the rest of the day. And also thank you, Father Chris, for the gospel reading. And thank you all for tuning your heart to the truth, and also 690 AM in New Orleans on WQNO and 1380 in Baton Rouge on WPYR. And on Catholic Life TV in Baton Rouge. Wow. Yep. We're everywhere. Everywhere.
We hadn't talked about the FMs. We got a bunch of little FMs
We have those as well, but yes. Time is limited.
Indeed.
I wanted to go to the big powerhouse.
There you go.
The old 690.
Woo! The almighty 690.
That's it.
There you go.
Are you interested in becoming Catholic, or do you just want to know more about the Catholic faith? Well, guess what? You have a place you can go now. You have an opportunity to attend a series of sessions to help navigate your questions and gain answers. And there's no commitment on anyone's part. You just have an opportunity to explore the church in a non-committal way. The sessions are going to be on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at St. Catherine of Siena Conference Room. So what a great place to go to learn more about the Catholic faith and possibly becoming Catholic. If you want more details, go to ccmedia.live.
So if you're curious, there's no commitment. Very good. Very good. Our Lady of Mercy Acts Women's Retreat will be September the 21st through the 24th. And you'll depart at Our Lady of Mercy on Thursday, December 21st, and you'll return for noon mass on Sunday, that's also at Mercy, on the 24th. The spiritual retreat will be at the Solomon Retreat Center in L'Oranger. Am I saying that right, Damien? Louisiana?
L'Oranger.
And the cost of the retreat is $275 per double occupancy room for Mercy parishioners and $350 for non-parishioners. And once again, for more information, ccmedia.live.
Yes. Well, this is a men's retreat coming up, the Emmaus Retreat. Put aside the hustle and bustle of daily life and attend the men's Emmaus Retreat the weekend of August 11th through the 13th. It's going to be held at the beautiful William J. Kelly Retreat Center in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, just across the street from the Bay. The retreat begins at 4 p.m. Friday and runs through Sunday. It's a round-trip transportation from St. Dominic Church in New Orleans, so you don't have to drive to Bay St. Louis unless you absolutely want to, but you can just take the bus from St. Dominic's and then they'll take you back to St. Dominic's once the retreat ends.
That's nice.
You can go to ccmedia.live for more information.
We all know Notre Dame Seminary in New Orleans, but did you know that they are getting ready to celebrate their 100th anniversary? They are. That's right. They're going to be celebrating 100 years of forming men for the priesthood, and they are inviting everyone, or as many who can fit into the room, for the 100th anniversary of the rector's dinner on Thursday, September 14th at the Roosevelt Hotel. The rector's dinner is an occasion in which the community can celebrate with the benefactors, the alumni, friends, seminarians as well. They will all be recognizing the benefactors who have been instrumental in supporting Notre Dame Seminary over the past 100 years. In particular, this year's honorees, Mrs. Gail Benton.
Yes, indeed.
There you go.
You invested wisely, Gail.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Joe Canizzaro. Also, Mr. and Mrs. Frank Stewart and Miss Phyllis Taylor.
Wow.
Are all going to be there and be the honorees. For more info, go to ccmedia.live. But again, it's September 14th, a Thursday night at the Roosevelt in New Orleans. It's 15 after. Wake up's rolling. Stick with us.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 27th. Today, we celebrate St. Titus Brandsma. Born in 1881, Anno Brandsma grew up in Friesland, a rural province of the Netherlands. His devout Catholic family was in the minority among their Calvinist neighbors. Upon entering the Carmelite religious community in 1898, he took the name Titus and was ordained a priest in 1905. Earning a doctorate in philosophy, Brandsma taught both philosophy and the history of mysticism at the Catholic University of Nijmegen. Serving as ecclesiastical advisor to journalists and working as a journalist himself, he developed a strong opposition to Nazi ideology. In January 1942, Brandsma was arrested while distributing a letter from the Dutch bishops urging Catholic newspaper editors to refuse to print Nazi propaganda. By June, Brandsma had been transferred to the concentration camp at Dachau, where he was well known for his kindness and spiritual support of other prisoners. On July 26, 1942, he was put to death by lethal injection. Titus Brandsma was beatified in 1985 and canonized in 2022. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. For Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Past the hour. You're tuning your heart to the truth. I'm David Dawson, along with Damian Collado and Gabby Smith. And we have another family member joining us, Sister Tracy Duga. Good morning, Sister Tracy.
Good morning. How are you?
It's good to hear your voice again. It's been a while.
I know. Too long.
And presently, where are you located now?
Right now, I'm at the Mother House in Boston.
Oh, you're in Boston now. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're going to talk about is you've got something coming up in Boston and then Malibu, California. This
right.
is very interesting. It's a retreat mm-hmm. for media apostolate. It's a media apostolate retreat, which is us. So, mm-hmm. Damien, where are we going? California or Boston?
If you're paying, I'm going.
Well, in this weather, I'm going to Boston. It's a lot cooler. Yeah. And so I guess I'm going alone, Damien. Oh. Anyway, okay.
So, yeah.
Talk about it, sister. Tell us what this is about.
Sure. Yeah, so we, the Daughters of St. Paul, have always had the charism of creating media, obviously, but also praying for media professionals, people, influencers in the world to be motivated by Catholic and Christian values.
Right,
and
right.
our founder, you know, really called us to have a media spirituality. So it's not just that we pray for people in the media, but we believe that you can be sanctified if you use these means correctly, according mm-hmm. to God's will, by communicating the truth about Him, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, how can we really pour into and really minister and share this media spirituality and charism with our brothers and sisters who are lay Catholics in the media and working in the media. So we have two media apostle retreats that are happening. One is here in Boston. It's August 18th to the 20th.
Oh,
this,
coming up.
This August.
Okay.
So
yeah.
it's like this coming month.
Yeah.
And then in Malibu, January 5th through the 7th,
okay.
2024. And the way we're doing it is we're doing this retreat by invitation. So if you are a media professional
mm-hmm.
and you feel called to attend, or if you know someone who is in media and could really benefit from being side by side with the sisters, with the Daughters of St. Paul, the media nuns,
mm-hmm.
and build in your heart a charism and spirituality of using and proclaiming the truth to media, you can email us at mediaapostle@paulinemedia.com.
Okay.
And we will send the invitation to that person. We would need their contact information, like an email.
Right.
But if you know someone, please put us in contact with that person, because we really want to start strong, and we really want to invite those who are being called by God, and we believe there are
mm-hmm.
people who are being called by God to build up a spirituality of living the truth through using the means of communication.
And there are a lot of people nowadays doing that. You're talking about people
I
with
know.
Podcasting, right? I mean,
yes,
it's
exactly.
just not your typical media. It's
no.
the new media that's out there, and everybody
right.
seems to be jumping on board with that. Sister, I also
yeah.
know that, especially in this business, we can get caught up in reaching a lot of people, mm-hmm. and then we almost get caught up in running it like a business. And
yes.
we have a tendency to, it easily we can forget why we do, and we get caught up in the what we do. So this sounds like
right,
something
right.
that would enrich why we do, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It will definitely speak to your relationship with God personally
mm-hmm.
and really open up those kind of questions and delve into them a little bit deeper. And also, we can share how we try to bring spirituality into the day-to-day, because that's what, as Paulines, we're called to do, is allow Jesus to penetrate all the aspects of who we are.
Yeah.
Our founder said the whole person to the whole Christ. So it's like we're really called to live everything with Jesus,
yes.
basically.
Yes.
Everything, all the time, even our work, and
right.
not to have it in separate compartments. It's
yes.
a very holistic kind of spirituality. So
mm-hmm.
this is, and the beautiful thing is you'll be side by side with the media nuns, with the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be praying together. There'll be adoration. There's sacraments. There's time just for you to network and be with people who are, you know, also striving for the same goal. And also, you're really going to be that one-on-one time with Jesus.
Wow. Wow. So this mm-hmm. sounds this sounds right up my alley. This is yeah.
Sister,
go ahead,
is there a
yeah.
limited number of seats,
we,
so to speak?
We,
and if so, is there a cost?
There is a cost. So we, for both of the weekends, because we're doing them at retreat houses,
mm-hmm.
there are three, it's a $300 cost to attend. because it's a time where you're really investing in you. It's a time that you're really investing in your relationship with Jesus.
Right, right.
And so we do have limited seats. So I would say if you're feeling called, act soon, because we will have a cutoff day. We want to at least know who's attending by August 7th.
Okay.
Because that way we can get everything associated, you know, the right number
soon.
Of yeah. all that. Yeah.
Right.
So I would say pray on it. Listen to the Holy Spirit. If you or somebody you know would really benefit from this investment, really, to
sure,
building
sure.
their relationship with Jesus in that specific area, which is, you know, media apostolate is, you're an influencer. You're out there.
Right.
You're shining a light. So it's good to shine it on Jesus.
My goodness.
And the right and the truth, right?
And you're talking 3 days. You're talking 3 days of a beautiful retreat. So I guess this is meals, lodging, and everything for $300.
Yes.
That's
yes,
darn good.
Yes.
So
meals, lodging, and
yeah.
the whole, you know, expertise of those who are going to be sharing, but also that special time of going away. And I can tell you, the St. Tecla Retreat Center, where we do our yearly retreats, it is holy ground. You
oh,
can
wow.
feel it when you get there. It's penetrated by prayer. It's just so holy. So I invite you to contact us. Again, that email is mediaapostle@paulinemedia.com.
Okay.
Email us with the contact information or who to contact, and we will send out the formal invitation to those
Sister
media
Tracy.
Apostles. Yes.
I'm curious about the speakers and the topics, because mm-hmm. when you say the term media these days, it's such a broad term. You're
yeah.
talking about social media, printed media, podcasting,
right.
Broadcast. So what will the speakers be discussing?
So the speakers are going to be talking about, like, living a media spirituality. So what's our charism? What is that gift of the Holy Spirit? And especially came through our founder. So we're going to be introducing James Alberione. He's a blessed. And his way of seeing communication and communicating Christ through media. We're going to talk about just the whole sacramentality of how we communicate, like how beauty needs to be shared mm-hmm. in communicating the truth and the beauty of that truth. Also, kind of what we were just talking about, how to witness from within. So how to draw from something that you already have, which is being that presence of Christ in the industry and really
right.
witnessing to that in everything, in how you do what you do, not just in what you say, but how you are. And then also, like, how to integrate a media spirituality into your own life and how to pray into the things that you're called to do. And so we have sisters who'll be sharing. We have Dr. Jem. She's going to be talking about the sacramentality aspect. We have priests who are going to be celebrating Mass, because we have Mass on the Saturday and the Sunday.
Okay.
And then we're going to have adoration time, music, fellowship, and all that good stuff.
My goodness. My goodness. And we're talking to somebody who, I mean, this is the fruits of spirituality overflowing into media. You know, Sister Tracy
yeah.
just epitomizes that, and this is something that we could all use, you know, to have that joy
yeah.
that overflows, and then we spread the word through the media. So this is incredible. So it sounds like the days are geared mostly around prayer and adoration, and with mm-hmm. A few talks and socializing, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep, you pretty much have it down. And I mean, I think the most valuable time will be just taking that time apart.
Yeah.
And kind of going out of your comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
And usually what that does is it kind of opens you up to just surrender to God guiding you and being your spiritual director, in a sense. The Holy Spirit does that really well.
Beautiful. Yes.
And,
yes.
And allowing that, you know, to fill you, pour into you, so that you then have something to draw from in your day-to-day.
That is fantastic. Okay, Sister, once again, give us that website.
Sure. Yes. Well, what it is, it's an email. You'll be contacting me
okay.
with any contact information, people, yourself, or any friend who wants to attend or you think would be interested.
Uh-huh.
And that email is mediaapostle@paulinemedia.com. mediaapostle@paulbrooks.com.
Media
and we'll
apostle.
Send the formal okay. invitation. Yeah, mediaapostle okay. uh-huh. at paulinemedia.com.
Okay. Well, Gabby's going to, I'm sure, put that link on Facebook and or Great. That email address on Facebook so that we can get in touch
yeah.
with you. And
yes.
I got to tell you, I'm intrigued, sister. So this is beautiful.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thanks
needed.
For having us on.
Yes, indeed. We will talk to you soon.
Okay. Sounds great. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless. How about that? That sounds refreshing.
I think
that sounds refreshing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are putting on a lot of things in media right now that could probably really use this. Because, again, you get caught up in the what instead of the why. So, mm-hmm. All right, it's we're coming to the bottom of the hour, and when we come back, Damien is going to talk to me. Oh no, I'm sorry, David Jr. He's going to be David Dawson Jr. with Damien on Wake Up.
Happy Thursday, everyone. 35 after the hour, you're listening to Wake Up. Damien Colado, along with Gabby Smith, David Dawson, and his son, David Dawson Jr., is with us now, who happens to be the director of the Office of Parish Support in the Houma Thibodaux area. And we're always talking about families in our segment. And in particular today, I think we have a rather interesting topic, patron saints for the family as well as marriage. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Man, I'm doing great because I love talking about the saints, in particular, my favorite patron saint. So let's jump right into it. You know, having a patron saint, in my opinion, for our families in particular, can really create a strong bond and provide a special intercession for when we're in trials as well as in Thanksgiving, in a way. And I think it also gives us good examples of faith, hope, and love.
Yeah. You know, so God gives us, when it comes to our faith journey, none of us is in a bubble. Like, none of us does this in isolation. That's just not how He made us. He made us to where, like, we go to Mass, we can't go to Mass by ourselves. It requires at least a priest, you know, like, if we can't, even the sacraments are, you know, the validity of marriage, the wedding sacrament requires that there's witnesses. You know, like, none of these things happen by ourselves. We get our sins forgiven. We go to a priest, and we're interacting with another human being. We're sitting in the place of Christ. We became a human being. Like, God made us to where our faith journey is dependent upon other people. The reason we even know who Jesus is because, and how to interact with Him is because we learned it from other people, particularly those who are close to us. So not only does He give us our families, but He also gives us access to people who have come sometimes hundreds of years before us because of Jesus' death and resurrection. If we're connected with Him through baptism, through faith, and like, these people are more alive than we are. People like, you know, St. Peter, people like St. Faustina, St. Therese, like, these people who have died, you know, years ago are now united with Christ, and we're united with Him in the Eucharist and baptism. Like, we've got access to Him. And so God made it to where, yes, we've got complete access to God. Do we need the saints? Of course we don't need the saints. Do we need these, you know, love is not about need. Mm-hmm. Faith is not about need, right? It's about gift. And so God has given us the gift of a relationship with these folks, which is wonderful. I think a lot of times, though, when you say the word like patron saint or pick a saint, you know, as your confirmation sponsor or your baptism name and that kind of thing, it can sound like, especially when I was like a junior in high school, sounds like another assignment. You got to learn this one now for this test. You know, you got to learn this historical character and give us a report, you know.
Right.
It's one more thing you got to put in your backpack and hopefully not forget about, you know. But I think there's a massive gift there that we can miss out on a lot of times.
Well, like you've touched on, though, why not have a spiritual friend that you can count on and go to in times of need and just give you the faith and instill in you? And believe me, they will answer your prayers. I think the challenge is, how do you go about picking a patron saint, so to speak, whether it be for the family or the individual?
Yeah, that's a good question. Is it for the family or is it per person?
Both.
Yeah, that's good. Honestly, it's both. And so one of the things that we've discovered is that God will actually, if you ask in prayer, and that's one of the greatest prayers you could pray, Lord, show me who it is that you want me to have a relationship with. Who have you chosen for me?
Ah.
Now, I think for our family, that's a prayer we can pray to the family. And you'd be surprised at how quickly that one comes. But as individuals, God has already actually set you up well. So number one, you baptism, you're supposed to have some sort of baptismal saint name, and that was kind of built into our faith years back, but maybe not so much now. But, you know, like our middle names, right. our names, mm-hmm. like that's not just an accident. And even mm-hmm. if our parents weren't thinking about it, God was thinking about it, and that's a very important connection. Also, your confirmation saint name, like, that's not just an accident. That's not just like a fun activity for young people to learn about a saint. Like, that's an actual real connection. Mm-hmm. Look at your, this is a really cool thing. If you look back at your baptismal date, and you can actually get that from the church you were baptized at, the records are there.
Okay.
And I highly recommend it. Checking out your baptismal date. See if it was on a feast day.
Yep.
And even if it's some weird feast day, seeing if it's on a feast day, like, that's not an accident either. And if it's not, it's fine. One of the prayers you can pray is, Lord, show me who it is you want me to have a relationship with. And then when it does come, when you do find that person, your birthday, your baptismal date, your middle name, your first name, whatever, Lord, help me to have a relationship with that person.
Hmm.
Because I may have a general sense of who this person is. Like, I may know who St. Joseph is. I got a general sense, and I know the church, you know, people Catholic like him. But, like, I don't know a whole lot about this guy. Lord, help me to know how to have a relationship with him. I got to tell you, that prayer for me has been extremely fruitful because none of us really knows what we're doing, but God is very quick to help us if we ask for help with that kind of thing.
Amen. Yeah. Wow. In fact, when I was young, you know, Damien was not a very common name. So I asked my dad when I was old enough, said, how'd you even come up with that name? And he said, in church. I said, what do you mean? He says, when they read the Litany of the Saints, which they did every Sunday if you went to church, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damien. And I said, well, Dad, I'm just glad you didn't name me Cosmas.
Cosmas would have been cool.
You know, it would have been.
That would have been great.
But leave that to Seinfeld. But in the meantime, my favorite saint, my patron saint for me personally is St. Anthony. That's my middle name. So there is a connection mm-hmm. with your name. And, of course, my confirmation sponsor, my name, patron saint, is Joseph, which is our family patron saint. So how about you? Who's your personal and family? Yeah,
we've got a few. I think for our family, St. Therese is a big one. Mm-hmm. And Joseph is a big one. But we've got somebody gave us a first-class relic of St. Therese years ago. And she's been very special, which is one of those things, like, my initial reaction to St. Therese is, like, she's kind of syrupy. You know, there's a little too sweet, you know, kind of cutesy face for me. But, like, then I asked God for help with that.
Yeah.
And, man, I got to tell you, like, he plunged me deep. It was like, you know nothing.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of the most intense.
She was intense, you know, like, yes.
Like, oh, my gosh. And just unbelievable, the strength and what she was able to, and it is, like, her spirituality has been, I mean, so defining for me, which has been, therefore, defining for our family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you approach God? How do you approach your imperfection, your sinfulness? How do you see mercy? Like, these things are things that have just kind of touched the surface until St. Therese plunged us much deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, has been a huge definition for our family. So it's not just somebody to add to the list. It's not just another, you know, spirituality to try to include in the other stuff. Like, when God gives us patron saints, he gives us relationship with these people, like, it really does become like this defining thing. In the same way that a lot of us, like, our grandparents' faith or our parents' faith define how we approach God, for good or for bad.
Mm-hmm.
These people that have been canonized saints, like, you know, you start digging into this stuff, it is so intense. And for these people, like, to have access to me, it's not just that I have access to them. God gives them, and if I'm willing, give them access to me, and they're able to lead us in ways that I never could as a parent, as a husband, you know, so it gives them permission to do things for us that they came up with, not just that I came up with. Like, a lot of times we think we got to be in charge of the relationships we do. We don't.
Yeah. You pray for a coach, is what you're doing.
You pray for a spiritual friend.
Oh, that sure.
And you build a solid relationship. There, I could tell you hundreds of times the miracles that St. Anthony has helped intercede for me to get prayers answered for a lot of different reasons. And, of course, you can have more than one, folks. Padre Pio. That's another one of mine.
Okay.
For some reason,
for sure.
I've migrated toward the Franciscan. St. Francis is another one, believe it or not. So I don't have a relationship with a whole lot of female saints. That's what's weird. I don't want to make my wife jealous, you know?
Oh, there it is. Okay. Catherine of Siena? Try Catherine of Siena.
I need to explore that more.
Yep.
Now that we're talking about it. But
she's pretty amazing. Yeah.
And Dave, last but not least, how do you fit in the images or statues in one's home for that?
I'll tell you
what.
You've
got about a minute.
The first step, Yeah, you pray for who it is, and then pray for a relationship with that person. And the closer you get with that person, you can't help it. Like, we've got St. Therese all over the place.
Yeah.
We've got St. Joseph all over the place. You know, I got St. Okay. Pio. You know, like, mm-hmm. these things are going to come naturally, because I want pictures of my grandma. I want pictures of my loved ones around me. That's going to happen naturally.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, beautiful. Well, that's great. Yeah. So you've got them in the different rooms and different spots of the
Absolutely.
House.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Very good.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And if they want to learn more, do some one-on-one with you, David, where do they go?
Yeah, htdiocese.org. Look for the Office of Parish Support. Be happy to help.
I bet. Okay. And if nothing else, he'll consult you on how you can find your patron saint.
Amen.
There you go.
Just look at your birth certificate or your driver's license.
I like that.
I guarantee you there's going to be a saint's name on there.
Oh, no.
Somewhere. Okay. David Dawson Jr., thank you for being with us. Parish support in the home of Thibodaux Diocese. And we've got more coming your way on Wake Up, moving right along. Don't go too far.
It is 48 past the hour. You are tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Clotto and David Dawson. Our next guest is Katie Zulanis. Katie is the executive director of the Couple to Couple League. And today we are talking about NFP Awareness Week, which is actually this week. So we'll learn a little bit more about the wonderful work that Couple to Couple League provides for families and women and men as well. So mm-hmm. Katie, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, I look forward to NFP Awareness Week because we always learn a little bit more about ourselves and as a couple. And that's one thing that I have really learned to get to know is my body. And I absolutely love that because with NFP, I get to know what it means to truly be a woman and why things happen the way that they happen and get to consult with an NFP practitioner. So can you tell us a little bit more about this week and why we should maybe take a look at NFP if we're not already doing that?
Sure, it's a joy to pardon me to join you. Excuse me. This morning for NFP Week. So we're very excited because we wanted to share some good news with you that this year we have revamped our great app, Cycle Pro Go, which we've been using for 10 years. It's really a solid app, but we've updated it to make it much more user-friendly, I guess is what we would say. And so that's available to everybody this year. It's called peakday.com or peakday, and peakday.com is where you would find it. And everybody who would download it can get 60 days for free. And what it does is it really is meant to go with, like you said, our classes and also just for good health for women. And it's a neat app. It's got lots of features in it, and it helps you understand your cycle, and you can also share it with your spouse, which is great too.
Mm. Is there a cost to download the app?
So the app is, there's no cost to download the app. It's free. Mm. And if you, you have two options. You can keep it free forever and just track your cycles. But if you'd like to take advantage of, interpretation and coaching, that there is a fee for that. So that is it's $60 a year or $10 a month. Mm.
I think it's genius that you don't have to take your chart anymore. And even when you're traveling, stuff it in your suitcase and then you take it out and it's bent or you lose your stickers or anything like that. you have an app. There's an app for that. So you can go and chart as well. Katie, for those who have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, NFP, tell us a little bit more about what NFP is, what charting is, and how we can maybe get started on that.
Sure. It's such a beautiful gift to the church that they actually mm-hmm. have supported the research and the training for women to understand and know their bodies better. So I would say that, you know, to be honest, women's healthcare, we've been very underserved because we should be taught how to understand our body and its fertility and how it works. It's such an powerful force, you know, in our health. And I don't think, you know, there's a lot of talk about sex education, but I don't think they really teach you this. So we do with Couple to Couple League. Mm-hmm. But it's something that millions of women have downloaded, these fertility apps. So the church was way ahead of her time in kind of helping people to understand this. And it's just, it really honors the natural law of how we're built and how the beautiful gift that our bodies are. And it's really a wonderful thing to see young couples get off on a good path with their marriage using natural family planning to understand their fertility and plan their family.
Yeah. I also think it's really cool that you actually don't have to be married to chart your own cycle. A lot of single women do this as well. And I think it's really cool because you get to see how your body fluctuates with different things that are going on in your life. And I don't know, even to this day, I've been charting for years. It shocks me when my body's like, oh, you're too stressed, you know, or, you know, this right. has happened or that has happened. It is actually pretty cool. So definitely recommend taking a look at that and learning a little bit more. Katie, something that I think is really cool that Couple to Couple League offers is not only, you know, natural family planning, but you offer other services as well throughout a woman's life.
We do. We've developed the fertilityscienceinstitute.org, which is kind of a mouthful, but it's a great explanation of kind of how seriously we take the science behind it. And mm-hmm. on there you can find courses and support for a lifetime of fertility. So it's a very big advantage for young women to, like you said, get started and learn how their body works, because it's an indicator. I think Dr. Margaret Duane would say it's the fifth sign of health, right? So you take all these different signs of health. So your cycle would be one. That's wonderful. So we start there, mother, daughter, and we go all the way through perimenopause. And we have classes and resources. We have teachers on that site from all methods, because sometimes one method is better at one time than another. So we have educators for everything and also coaches.
Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that I wanted to talk about. Coaches, is there some way that we can also go and maybe meet with an online coach to educate us on, you know, anything that's happening that you guys offer, whether it's postpartum or premenopause or NFP, anything? Because sometimes it's hard to find a NFP consultant in our area or a doctor that we trust.
Right. So if you go to fertilityscienceinstitute.org, there's a button there for a free consult. So everybody's welcome to, you know, try that if they have any questions. And our coaches are trained, you know, through many years of teaching natural family planning, and symptothermal method is the one that we specialize in. But like I said, there's educators there from everywhere. And then we also partner with My Catholic Doctor and FemHealth. So if we're talking with you and we're like, hey, it looks like this is something that you benefit from, you know, speaking with a doctor, you can get telehealth appointments right away with doctors that, you know and understand, respect women's fertility and your chart. So that's a great benefit that I didn't have, because people, I would talk to doctors and they'd be like, we don't know what you're talking about. So it's great that that's available now.
Yes. Katie Zulanis, Executive Director of the Couple to Couple League. Where can we go to find out more information?
So like I said, if you'd like to check out the resources that you're mentioning, fertilityscienceinstitute.org. And if you'd like to check out our new app, that is peakday.com. There's some great videos with that one too.
Thank you so much, Katie, for being with us. We look forward to speaking with you next time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
This is a great resource for women, for couples.
Actually, for couples, because I remember being dragged to an NFP presentation because it was relatively new, and sitting there saying, okay, I'm here, you know. And then the more I learned, the more I was amazed, and it really helped actually with our relationship, because mm-hmm. I could see things coming, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, I know why, you know? Yes. So it really helped us out, because I mean, it affects your emotions. I mean, it's a hormonal thing. And so it really helped us.
That should,
yeah, go
right,
ahead.
And it's something that needs to be continue to be normalized, where we should be open to talk about
it's
these
very
things
natural.
And not be like grossed out about it.
Yeah.
It's very natural.
Mm-hmm.
I love talking about it anyway.
Natural family planning.
Love
oh, well,
it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You just created another great opportunity.
NFP.
For them.
Yes. Okay.
Natural. St. Titus, as we said, is our saint of the day. And here's a closing prayer. Lord, help me always to imitate the great faith, generous love, and burning zeal of St. Titus. Glorify your servant as he strove to glorify you. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father,
Amen.
Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time. Have a wonderful Thursday. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.